Go. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. Okay. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Father God. Honestly, Father God, that we in this area are all safe and sound, and so are our houses. Father God, we give you glory. We give you glory. And Father, we give you glory because you have sent help to all them people down there. I've heard it and heard it and heard it. You have sent help to all those people for your mercy, Father. Your mercy shines, Father. Your mercy shines. Thank you again, Father. Thank you for the opportunity to bring your word, Father God, to your people. I ask you, Father God, to speak through me what you want to speak through me, Father, and help me to leave off what you want me to leave off, Father. I ask you to give your children listening hearts, ears, and minds, Father, to receive what the Spirit is saying. And I thank you for that, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I do. Just one funny. Okay. In the bulletin, in a bulletin, okay, a church bulletin. Free dog. Eats anything, fond of children. Okay. Okay. We are teaching. I always say we are teaching. Okay, help me. Okay. Teaching on honoring our pastor. Now, this may be a little bit of spinach, but you all need it. Okay. In Ephesians 4:8, it says, when he ascended on high, that's Jesus, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Ephesians 4:11 and 12 says, in the Passion Translation, and he has appointed some with grace to be apostles, some with grace to be prophets, some with grace to be evangelists, some with grace to be pastors, and some with grace to be teachers. Hallelujah. Okay, off of the Passion Translation, back onto the new King James, I believe. Ephesians 4:12. For the equipping of the saints for the work of service to the building up of the body of Christ. Now, your pastors. Now, listen, in this, if I say pastor, without saying pastors, I might get a little confused because here we have two pastors. Most churches really just have the one. So if I say, don't throw stones, okay, because I know you all got one. Thank God they're small, pastor. Okay. Your pastors are a gift. Jesus gave them to you, a gift straight from God. Take it to heart. Now, how can you honor and esteem them? I'm going to show you some ways and continued next week. Galatians 4:14 says, Paul was saying this, you received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus himself. When pastors speak, receive them and their words as coming straight from God himself. Receive what your pastor says as a personal word from heaven just for you. One main way you will be led by God is in the service is through, let me see that again. One main way you will be led by God in the services is through your pastor's sermon. So obviously God wanted us to shape up this morning, okay? I think, I don't know, I won't add Mrs. Ivy into it, but I made it 10 minutes. And then I think I was grumbling, okay. But and then I got in the car with Ish and he says, oh, Bonnie, that don't start till tomorrow. And I says, oh, good, you know. So what he said came right from God. That must have find out. Does that mean our church is a bunch of grumblers? I mean, think about it. He heard it from God. Okay. Okay, and gratitude. Be very, very, very grateful. Now listen, God flows through his God-given authority, which is your pastors. Okay. Another way you can honor your pastor is to faithfully attend the services. Be here. because God is going to speak to you and give you your next step in His plan for your life. Now listen, you can get CDs, but it is important to come to church. God wants us to intermingle with each other. You can't intermingle with your CD. You can't say, gee, that's a nice necklace, or give this CD a hug or a kiss, or say, oh, man, do I like your shoes, you know, or I hear your dog was operated on. How's he doing? You said you can't intermingle with the CD. God wants us intermingling, fellowshipping with each other. He calls it a family.
Yes. Yes.
All the local churches are a family.
Yes.
Okay. The corporate anointing, is stronger in the when you meet together.
Yes.
And I don't know about you, but I need it. So I think we need it. We need it. God can speak to you in the corporate anointing. He will give you direction. He will speak to you right in the middle of the message. I love when pastor says sidetrack, side journey or something like that. It's really, God is just for somebody, I think, sometimes, or a couple people, you know. I'm afraid to get on a side journey because I forgot how to get back on my journey, you know. Okay. Now listen, CDs and TV are good, but it is not the assembling of ourselves together. As Hebrews 10:25 says, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. You can't look at TV and call it church. Sheep need a shepherd. Sheep cannot go off on their own. You know, paralleling, or I guess that's what I'm doing. Okay. Okay. If they don't have and follow a shepherd, they get off the pathway. Because they get in thickets, they get wedged in rocks. Real sheep, they fall off the cliff, and they get in water too heavy, too deep, so that it weighs their coat down, and they drown. So you got to be careful. Okay, so now, okay, sheep cannot go off by themselves. That's us again. On their own, they will perish. They will perish for lack of food. Caught in them thickets. If the shepherd don't go out and get them, they just stay there. They can't move because of all that wool, okay? Now listen, they will perish for lack of food, and that's us, we're sheep. Pastors feed the flock. Also, shepherds don't make sheep. Sheep make sheep. My gosh, I know you know that. I know you know about that. I think that's called biology or something like that. No. But okay. Sheep get people saved and then bring them to the shepherd, the pastor, to feed them. Okay. And he will feed them. And we get good food here. I mean, amen, good food here. Okay. Now, those CDs, though, are good evangelistic tools. They're out there. You can take anyone you want, take as many as you want, and hand them out to people. You know, they may just, you know, say, oh, thank you, you know. But, you know, God, the Holy Spirit comes along because, see, you made a move, then He's going to make a move. Uh-huh. And they'll think, well, I'll stick that in there and see what it says. And it will minister to them.
Uh-huh.
Because that's just the way the Holy Ghost is.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I've done that before, and I've got excited, too. Okay. Now, your pastor has been praying for you all week, and he has a word of deliverance just for you. It would be a shame to miss that word from God if you decided to sleep in or go someplace else that service time. Remember this, you are a reflection of your pastor. People look at you and watch you. Actually, you are a best-selling novel. Out there in the marketplace for all to see and read. People listen to you at work Even if you think they aren't listening, you may have told them that you go to Oasis. So see, remember, you are a reflection of your pastor and your church. Keep that in mind. Okay. Now, it is important for your pastor to know you are here. And pastors can tell whether you are here or not. Because y'all sit in the same seat all the time. And you know what's true? I understand that. I understand that. And he don't care. Now I tried it there and I tried it there and I was going to try it over there one day, you know. But for some reason, I can't do it up front there. I need the distance thing, you know, like as far away as I can get from the pastor. No, I'm sorry. It just seems to work for me. So, Okay. So listen to this now. We're talking about honoring our pastor. Now, it truly blesses him when you faithfully attend. He needs for you to draw on the anointing. Okay. Another way to honor your pastors, is to connect to his heart by finding your place of service in the church. Get involved. Get connected. Find somebody. Well, usually it's Ish, but I mean, find somebody, and say, "How can I get connected?" That's all you have to do is say, "How can you get? Can I get connected?" Okay. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, "My beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain." I love that scripture. It's not in vain. Whatever, however small you serve in church, doesn't matter. It's not in vain. Okay. Now, the act of serving will... just a minute. The act of serving will get you to your... Oh, yeah. The act of serving will get you to your next step in God's plan for your life. It is a process of serving steps. Okay. Philippians 2:5 says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Philippians 2:7 says, "But he made himself of no reputation, taking a form of a servant and coming in the likeness of men." Okay. And I love this one. Luke 22:27, Jesus said, "I am among you as the one who serves." Amen. Serving one another. Amen. That's God serving one another. You connect to your pastor's heart by finding your place of service. And if you sign up for serving somewhere, follow through. Or call somebody and let them know that you can't, like you broke your leg. That's the only excuse. I'm sorry. Or dead, if you're dead. Okay. Well, can't call them. Well, that's true, isn't it? Okay. Trying to lighten it up, Pastor. Did you know your I'm sorry. I don't know if I can say this. I got to leave that out. Okay. You know, we are not a convention. We are a family, a spiritual family. Amen. We all have a natural family, and you know there's granolas in natural families, so also maybe our church has some granolas too, but overlook them. I put on here, overlook their idiosyncrasies and their faults, because God says in 4:16 Ephesians, "From whom the whole body joined and knit together," "by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body, edifying itself," or edifying really one another in love. Knit together. That's the way he wants it. Intermingled fellowship, knit together. That is the way he wants it. Okay, for one thing, that's harmony. It's unity, and God can really move in unity. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Anointing it stronger. Okay. Rallying around each other. Okay. This is God's plan for the local church. This church family is in service to the Lord Jesus Christ, as all the local churches are. Connecting with each other, that's how you get connected with your pastor's heart. Now, another way you honor your pastor is, don't criticize him. Don't complain about him. You may not like the way things are done, the way the songs are sung, and I didn't mean to rhyme, sung, or the way certain things are set up. It is God's plan. Yes. If the pastor could do everything to suit everyone, the service would last 3 days. You don't want that, I know. Okay. Pastors hear from God and do as he directs. They do nothing unless they pray and hear from God. That is the truth. In this church, that is the truth. Some people are looking for a perfect church. When you find one, let us know and we'll all go to it. Okay. If your pastor is being verbally attacked and you happen to hear, it is your responsibility to stick up for him. No pastor is perfect, so give him slack. People have a certain expectation of what a pastor should be like, but they're human. They're just like us. They're learning and growing all the time. Let them be who they are and give them grace. And give each other grace. Okay. Another way to honor your pastor, honor the people who the pastor delegates authority to. 2. John 13:20. Jesus said, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who receives whomever I send receives me." It's a powerful scripture. It really is. Another way to honor your pastor, flow with his vision, the vision he received from God. Don't try to pull it off into another direction. Be like Jonathan's armor bearer in 1 Samuel 14:7. It says, "Do all that is in your heart. I am with you in whatever you think best." And I went to the Expanded Bible. It says, "Do what you think is best. Go ahead. I'm with you. Our hearts and minds are one." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And don't say, "I'm with you, Pastor," and then you don't meet it. Okay. This is continued next week with about the pastor. Okay. Okay. Now listen, pray. I don't care if it's 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute. Pastor would like it longer. But pray every day for your pastors. Every day for your pastors. Pray in tongues to say, "Lord, I'm praying in tongues right now for my pastors," and let it rip. Okay. You know what? It's to your benefit because he can hear better from God and he'll have the very next step in God's plan for your life. Yes, that's right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.